The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Trump's indictment proves Democrats are communists, and they have brought chaos. America has been at the beginning of the stages of chaos, sadly. It only will get worse from here. I don't want to depress you, but it's only going to get worse. I warned you, chaos was coming, and, well, we've been in chaos. The chaos did arrive, but it's the beginning of chaos, and things are going to get worse. And what has happened is a nuclear bomb in American history. In the aspect that America, I don't know if it survives this. I don't think it can. But that's not really any news. I've been in the long belief that America could not survive the overthrow of our election. So this just goes with the territory of that. Understand, I said our elections were overthrown, and the communists within the Democrat Party are the ones who did it and put Biden in place, along with China, as Biden is owned by China. And what is China? Communists. And so the communists are going to act like communists. So when they went after Trump's people that were Trump supporters, basically, and went after those people, and when they framed the January 6th supporters, this is what communist regimes do. That's what the Nazis did. They're just doing what communists do. What also do communists do? They jail their political opponents' leaders. They jail them, especially the one that is going to win in an election. Of course, our elections, I don't believe, are fair. And the proof of that is Donald Trump was the most popular president in American history, and he lost to the least popular president. Donald Trump got more votes than any other president, and Joe Biden got more than Donald Trump. Joe Biden got 15 million more votes than Barack Obama. That tells you everything, because that's not possible. That also shows you the scale of cheating that they had to do and that they were able to pull off. And if they were able to do that then, why do you think they wouldn't be able to do that in 2024? They just don't want to have to do that in 2024. It was a lot of work for them. So they want to just remove him and get him out of the way, and they also want to intimidate you. What they're going to find out is you're not going to be easily intimidated. And that's why it's just going to create chaos. I believe the globalist, like George Soros, is having his guy that he put in there bring fake charges. These are completely fake charges. There's no charges to charge Trump. Remember, the Robert Mueller investigation proved that. They couldn't find anything. So there's no charges here. They had to make up fake charges. But they don't care, because they have New York, where they can do a grand jury of a bunch of Democrats who they're not going to not indict Donald Trump. Could you imagine them walking away, not indicting Donald Trump and facing their family as Democrats / communists? Of course they're going to indict him. We got to go after our political enemy. They don't have moral standards. These are the people that vote for murdering babies. They don't have moral standards. They're not going to sit there and say, well, morally, I know Donald Trump's innocent, so I'm just not going to do it. No. I've tried to tell people this is a battle of good and evil. And most of my career, I've been trying to convince people this isn't Democrat, Republican. This is good and evil. And a lot of it, and there's evil Republicans that help in the battle of good and evil on the evil side. We have the globalist George Soros that wants to, he's thinking he could maybe start a civil war with this. He's wrong. I don't think that the right will riot in the streets like George Soros might think they would, because he thinks like lefties think. So, well, I'll get to that maybe a little bit later. First, I got to get to the cuts that I have. On Sean Hannity's show, he had Trump's attorney on, and they were talking about the rule of law died today. I want you to see that.
I was shocked. I mean, I've never been angrier. My 33 years in this business, both as a prosecutor and defense attorney, I've never been more angry about a charge, because today the rule of law in the United States of America died.
It's dead.
It's dead. And it's something that I never thought I'd see. I have goosebumps even saying it because I don't feel good about saying it. You know, when you stretch the law to get someone you don't like, or as a political opponent in this case, it's very hard to ever get that law to come back to its original shape.
I would say you've been behind when you think that the rule of law died today. I'm not trying to mock him. I understand where he's coming from. For him, that's true. And for a lot of people, that will be true. The rule of law died when they were able to frame Donald Trump with Russia collusion, and then every single person that got caught red-handed lying to FISA courts, lying about the whole thing, walked away scot-free and never was held accountable. That was the day for me that I knew the rule of law was dead in America forevermore, that there is a two-tier justice system and there will always be. I said, if you don't punish those people while Trump's in office and he can't, if Trump, while being president, can't hold these people accountable, then they will know that they can do anything in the future, and there will be no limits to what they do. Like, make up fake charges. They literally are making up fake charges. Literally making fake charges up. They're piecing laws together, but it's all fake. And it's past the statute of limitations. They're literally making all this up, and they're going to get away with it. They're going to get away with it. Unless you have a judge in New York that actually has integrity. And how many judges in New York actually have integrity? Because if a judge had integrity in New York, they would throw this out. When the Trump comes to appeal and says they have no leg to stand on. But will that actually happen? Probably not. Let me give you more, though, of Trump's attorney.
Saw the ad of Alvin Bragg when he was running. What does that tell you about equal justice and application of our laws in this country?
Yeah, that was his first priority. I mean, he didn't have any information, any evidence. But, you know, again, that was Nazi Germany. That was Soviet Union. That was communist China, where you pick the target, the person you don't like, the political opponent, and then you find the crime. It's not that way in the United States. It never was that way in the United States of America. It's not supposed to be that way. And when we start doing that, we're no better than those other horrific, you know, dictatorships and governments that abused rule of law. Mm-hmm. America always had the justice system to protect our citizens, whether they were popular citizens or unpopular citizens. They always had the justice system. Now, today's proof that you could actually pick a target and then try and find a crime, even a crime that's not a crime, because there is no crime here. Sean, I'm telling you, there is no crime. I know the facts. I know the law. And I really want to see where this is going to go.
We're hearing that the president may be arraigned Tuesday. Has that been arranged?
It's not finalized. We are discussing with them. You know, obviously, there's a group called the Secret Service that's involved now. I mean, this is going to be something we've never seen the likes of.
No, we've never seen that. This has never happened in our country before. Everybody understands that, right?
A president's never been indicted. And as
a former president,
a former president. And to do, I've heard this, you don't bring a case like this against a former president on a petty allegation, on a completely legal civil transaction with attorneys, unless you have the goods, unless you have something substantial. I mean, to go to the extreme of bringing down a former president, try and indict a former president, is something that, you know, you have to have like a video of him committing a crime.
Yeah, they don't have anything. They're guaranteed. And then they say, well, there's all these counts, like over 30 counts or whatever they're saying. And Trump's lawyer was saying they're probably, we don't know, because they have it sealed, because they know how weak their case is. They sealed it, even though it's not supposed to. We'll get to that in a second. But it's probably they're just dividing up checks that were written and giving an account for each check. They're doing everything they can because they're trying to destroy a political opponent, like a communist party would do, make up fake charges, make up fake crimes, and then make sure you have people that are part of your party to convict him. And that's called mostly almost any Democrat, because Democrats do whatever the Democrat Party says. And if you're just the average walking Democrat, you will convict Donald Trump no matter what, because you've been brainwashed to have Trump derangement syndrome. And there's no doubt in my mind that Donald Trump, this is unprecedented. This is not possible for him to have a fair trial anywhere. They're saying, Well, first his lawyers have to make sure that they move, and they got to get it out of Manhattan, and it's got to be somewhere far in New York. It can't come out of the state of New York. So somewhere far away from Manhattan and New York. No, that won't give him a fair trial. Look, New York is one of the most liberal states in the country. Regardless of where you move it, you're going to have Democrats that will be part of a jury. And Democrats that have been brainwashed to hate Donald Trump, they know who Donald Trump is. There's no possible way you could put him on trial. Any judge should know this. And he have a fair trial. It's not even possible. This is why you shouldn't even ever bring something like this against a president. You can't have a fair trial. So if they do this, Trump won't have a fair trial. If they really are able to push forward this crap, which they very well may be able to, because New York, like I said, the Democrats that are just average Democrats, like in the grand jury, will indict him no matter what. So you might be looking at a conviction. Everyone's saying there's no way you could get a conviction in New York. Listen to me. They could charge Donald Trump with murdering 30 unicorns and saying that's against environmental law and is a felony. And you say unicorns don't even exist. Doesn't matter. You're talking about Democrats. They will convict him. If he was charged with murdering 30 unicorns and they were told you can convict Donald Trump on this, they will convict him. I'm not joking. Listen to what I'm saying. These are people that if you tell them, even though they know it's not true, you tell them it's not a baby in a woman's womb. It's not a baby in there. They go, it's not a baby. Democrats told me. A boy is not really a boy and a girl is not really a girl, and they can choose to be a boy. And the other one, they can change their sex whenever they want. They're not born that way. There's not even two sexes. And they spew that as if it's true. Those are the people that are called Democrats. And those would be the people trying Donald Trump. They've already been told Donald Trump's evil. Convict him no matter what. He can't get a fair trial. People who believe in murdering babies, knowing it's wrong. People who don't care about the sexualization of children by transvestites are not going to have a moral standard to say, this is politically motivated. I draw the line at politically motivated cases. Well, this is not even a real charge here. They're making up the charge. It's never even been done before. You think they're going to have a moral standard on that? I want you to face the reality that when you have an overthrown country with an overthrown election, they will get this kind of thing done. Now, maybe they'll run into a judge with integrity and it will all get thrown out like it should. But I'm telling you, don't count on that. You're not understanding the day and age in which you live, the chaos of America. And George Soros is perfectly fine with that. He thinks you will take to the streets and cause a civil war. That's not what will happen. And if they do all this and you don't take to the streets, as you won't, the conservatives are not lefties, then they will throw out BLM and actually the transvestite movement now, because they can throw them out there and they can commit as many crimes as they want and nothing will ever happen to them. And they will have them burn the cities down or at least create violence in the streets as much as they can. Chaos in the streets as much as possible. They will eventually do that because they're trying to destroy America. Now, the people who follow the Democrat Party are just useful tools. They're the people that you can tell there's no baby in that womb. And, oh, there's no baby. I vote for Democrats. So they sit up there and laugh and look at these people. We don't have to worry about them. They'll obey and do anything we say. We have to worry about the people who won't be slaves. And there's too many people in America called conservatives, especially Christian conservatives, who won't be slaves. And since you won't be slaves, dang it, we're just going to have to destroy America. The more this goes on and the more they attack you and destroy you and you don't react the way they would react, the more they'll realize we're never going to really accomplish our goal unless we just completely destroy America. That just will just become more and more of their realization. I want you to take a look at what happened on Newsmax Prime News. Victoria Townsend and Joe DeGeneva were on there. Take a listen.
What I find seriously offensive is that the indictment is still under seal. What a disgrace. He's actually afraid to announce the charges. The only reason you seal an indictment is when you're secretly going to arrest someone who's out of the jurisdiction. This is further example of how irresponsible this prosecutor is. He is a disgrace to the bench and bar of New York. And by the way, you won't see anybody in that jurisdiction stand up and say that.
Victoria, does this have any impact legally on Donald Trump's campaign? Does it impact it? Does it hurt it at all?
Well, it seems to have improved it. So I don't think it doesn't have any effect on his becoming president. All he has to be is 35 years old and born in the United States. That's it. But let me just say, we became a banana republic today, and I'm very, very sad about that. And I only see two ways out of it. One is if the mainstream media and some Democrat step forward and criticize it. And that's just not going to happen. The other is if Democrats get their comeuppance. And I don't mean that DAs go out and indict Democrats, although there are certain people in the Biden family that maybe should deserve that. But for example, next week in Wisconsin, there is a vote for a Supreme Court justice. One candidate, the Democrat, is supported by George Soros. If the people in Wisconsin get the message and say, we're not going to take it anymore, and do not elect the justice that is supported by George Soros, that will mean something to the Democrats. But if that person gets elected, then the Democrats are going to go on doing what they've been doing.
Turning to elections, we'll get them next time. I just don't understand this mentality. Did you not see Donald Trump's election get stolen? Did you not see when everyone said the red wave was coming and I told you it will be a small wave? Everything I predicted in the midterm happened exactly. I said they won't be able to stop all the Republican seats because there's some seats that are in such strong Republican areas, Democrats don't have the ability to cheat in those areas. So you will see a pickup of some seats, but it won't be the massive red wave because wherever they can cheat, they will cheat and those Republicans will not win. And that's exactly what happened. And people still don't understand. You don't have fair elections. If the Supreme Court justice gets in that's conservative in Wisconsin, wow, I will be shocked. But secondly, okay. But that just means they didn't fully cheat because they didn't put all their cards in to cheat. But I think they will. And I don't think that the conservative will win. And because I've learned from the past, I don't just bang my head against the wall. This thinking that elections are going to solve this, I know I still want people to vote. I guess so you feel better. But the odds of that actually happening, it's either two things is what's happening to America, folks. It's either we have stolen elections so it doesn't matter. Or we don't. Maybe we have a fair election in Wisconsin and there's enough people in Wisconsin that are corrupted by the Democrat media, and the younger generations are so corrupted that they vote for evil. And that's the younger generations are extremely brainwashed into liberalism and wokeism, that they have done enough that there is a giant, giant majority of wackos voting for their own destruction by voting for the Democrat Party. And therefore, America's doomed anyways. Those are the only two options. That's the only two options I see. So that might freak some people out. Why would God allow this? First, I want to give you more, and then I'll let you know what I think is going on even more so with what God is doing.
Yeah, and certainly this country can't afford that. Joe, let me ask you this. We saw Alvin Bragg making a misdemeanor, a felony charge. How can he legally do that?
Well, that is the $64 question. And as I said earlier tonight on Newsmax, one of the first things that Trump's lawyers should do is file for a change of venue to have this case moved out of Manhattan to far away somewhere in New York. And then they should file a motion to dismiss on the statute of limitations, and then a really big motion to dismiss based on prosecutorial misconduct, where Alvin Bragg allowed a former prosecutor in that office who was investigating Trump to write a book about the investigation. There has been more pretrial adverse publicity in this case than any case I can ever remember. And so The Trump lawyers are going to have their hands full, but they have a lot of good issues to try and get this case dismissed.
Victoria, let me ask you this. We've heard from a number of individuals, you know, both elected officials and those running for office. Vivek Ramaswamy is one of those people who is intending to run for office as a Republican in 2024. And he tweeted this. He said, if Joe Biden wanted to unify our country, he'd get on TV tonight and say that even though Trump is his political opponent, he shouldn't be indicted in a politically motivated prosecution. It's the single most valuable thing he could do in his presidency to deliver national unity, which we all remember he promised on his inauguration day. So can this weaponization of the legal system that we're seeing under this administration, the Biden administration, can it be stopped?
Well, Joe Biden didn't want to do it. He couldn't even get out those three sentences or however many you read. Look, this was happening long ago, but people were just not as in tune to it. When Peter Navarro was arrested at the airport and put in chains and thrown into a jail cell for a misdemeanor, when Mark Hawk had 20 FBI agents come to his house with long guns and ramrods.
Yeah, and I'm running out of time. In January 6th and everything else that's going, yes, this has been going on. It's been right in front of your face. And notice, we're all laughing. No Democrat's going to condemn this. There's not going to be one Democrat that comes out. So I want you to focus. What is God doing? Focus on this. Who is the grand jury that indicted Donald Trump? Regular people, most likely almost all Democrats, because it was in New York. What does that tell you? That tells you almost all Democrats who vote for the Democrat Party are cool with all of this evil. They're not innocent. So what God is revealing again, it's not for the world, it's for Christians, you and I. This is for you and I when God reveals this stuff. God is revealing to you that he's going to judge America very soon. He's been revealing America's sins, and then he doesn't want you to feel sorry for these people who voted for the Democrat Party when he judges America. That's what God's telling you. Don't feel sorry for these Democrats. They knew exactly what they're doing. They hate you. They hate Donald Trump. They would never come to your aid. They spit in Donald Trump's face. They would convict him even on a made-up crime. They already did with a grand jury indict him on a made-up crime. And if he ever stands before a jury, they would convict him on a made-up crime because they hate him that much. And that could be any random Democrat I pick out of the country would most likely convict Donald Trump no matter what. That's not me making... If you randomly pick Democrats from around the country, but they were all Democrats, and put them and said, you're going to try Donald Trump, would Donald Trump get a fair trial or would he get convicted no matter what? What does that mean? God's telling you something. They're not innocent. So understand God's judgment is for you Christians. It's for you that he's going to judge America. And he's showing you, even the people that want to pretend, oh, no, it was the government that did this. You supported it. You're not innocent. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. You better know that because his judgment on America will be coming. I just don't know when. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe to my dad's channel. Otherwise, Joe Biden will come in your closet and sniff your hair.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.